Tech Talk Tuesday with Tjenis Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za. Good afternoon, Tjenis.
Hello, Guy.
I believe, mainly because you told me off air, that Tesla are having a few issues. It's not all sunshine and roses there for Elon Musk.
It's not. Look, they did surpass their sales records in 2023. Q4 was their biggest quarter by far. They shipped almost 500,000 electric vehicles in that quarter alone. So, good news for shareholders. On that front, the stock price is holding steady. It's not where it once was.
And there was breaking news over December about the Bucky that he launched.
The Cybertruck finally being delivered to customers. The reviews on that are starting to come in. I'd say it's very mixed in that it's, you know, you've got the people that love Tesla that think this is the best truck ever made. And then on the other side, you've got the usual Tesla issues in construction quality, in the panel gaps, not as much as when they started out. But I think it's going to be a good truck for Tesla. Unfortunately, it didn't launch at the price that they said it would 5 years ago when they announced it. It's way, way higher.
Gosh.
So a little bit of issues there. It doesn't look like there's a lot of demand for the Cybertruck either, which they, I think, overestimated. And they've had some issues with quality control over the last 3 months or so. So over the last couple of months, they've had to recall over 1.5 million cars around the world. And that is a very large proportion of the cars they've sold. It ranges from issues around the airbags not working properly, the rear view camera when you're trying to reverse, the software glitches out and you can't do anything. So a bunch of different issues that just all come together at the same time for Tesla. And it's a little bit of a hard pill for them to swallow. They have to sort this out right away. And unfortunately, it just comes as another big competitor, Build Your Dreams, or BYD from China, has now for the first time surpassed Tesla as the highest selling EV company in the world. And they sold about 530,000 vehicles in Q4 last year.
Wow. So they're eating up Elon's kind of market, so to speak. And I suppose also what comes with it is that there's a lot of knowledge within the Chinese market around car building. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and I think they've very much moved on. I mean, 20 years ago, if you ask somebody buy a Chinese car and they say the wheels are going to fall off as soon as you get onto the N1. But that's moved on significantly. And what makes BYD different is that they started as a battery manufacturer about 30 years ago, and they are the leading battery manufacturer. They even manufacture Tesla's batteries.
I was going to say, do they not feed the batteries to Tesla?
They do. They do. So they've got a lot of expertise.
Hurt. Yeah, that's got to hurt. So they came in, they saw, they liked what they saw, and they decided to do it themselves better.
Yeah. And then they, about 15 years ago, they bought a struggling Chinese car manufacturer. They were very bad cars, which is why they were struggling. And they used that infrastructure and they used that basis and their battery knowledge. And they make their own chips as well for the computers, for the computers in the EVs. So they've kind of got the whole verticality in manufacturing. So they, for example, about 80% of all parts used in their cars are manufactured by themselves. Compare that to Tesla, which is about 2/3. So they buy in more as well. So they've got that advantage. They've got a price advantage. We know these Chinese cars are significantly cheaper than their Western counterparts.
So it's looking a bit dim for Elon Musk. What do you think he's going to do about it? What do you presume he might do to salvage?
Well, when that news came out, and kind of to, I guess, distract from the news around all of these recalls, is he, without making an official announcement, he said that by 2025, Tesla will launch a affordable family electric vehicle. That's what the Model 3 was supposed to be. And it starts in the US from $35,000, which is way cheaper, obviously, than a Model S, but it's not cheap. And he said it's going to be $20,000 to $25,000. It's probably going to be called the Model 2. So it's a little bit smaller, probably a hatchback type vehicle. And that could be very important to Tesla's business over the next couple of years to get that right.
Salvage some sort of market share.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Look, they're still doing very well, but there is way more competition than there was 2, 3, 5 years ago.
Tjenis Jansen van Rensburg, thank you very much. Always informative, always interesting learning from you. And hopefully there won't be much competition for this feature on Cape Town Radio. We look forward to talking to you again next Tuesday.
Thank you very much.